We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Thursday, February 19th, 2026. Starting off, last night, the Illinois Modern Ensemble performed at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. This is a review written by news correspondent Thomas Bergeson. It was a beautiful performance with a wide range of contemporary and experimental music played. The pieces were composed by well-traveled composers, talented professors, and students. The performance began at 7:30 p.m. The audience, a mix of art students, composers, and enthusiastic concert regulars, were treated to almost 2 hours of music. The first piece, Orbital, was composed by Stephen Andrew Taylor. He is a professor in FAA and a conductor for the ensemble. Orbital was marked by its heavy atmosphere, creating a feeling of rising and falling around planet Earth. Sections of high flutes and clarinets rapidly swelled to deep bass, with the entire ensemble playing in sync. The second piece, Lifestream, was performed by a smaller ensemble. It was a bouncy, syncopated piece marked by xylophone backbeats and outbursts of sudden harmony. Lifestream had quick variations in mood, moving from upbeat bass and crying violins to hopeful-sounding flute solos. Chawin Temsitichok, the composer of Lifestream, is a graduate student studying composition.
So Lifestream is a piece about environment, and I was envisioning if I can tell the story of how the environment have going through quite a dramatic change within this past few decades.
The third piece, Trusted Fragment, is an excerpt arranged from an upcoming opera, Trusted. Both the opera and arrangement were written by composer Aaron Israel Levin. The opera is about a businessman who gets caught operating a Ponzi scheme. In the piece, the characters are played by instruments, allowing moods and feelings to be shown without words. The father in Trusted, played by a bassoon, was initially loud and commanding. He was eventually washed out by the cries of his oldest and youngest daughters, played by an alto saxophone and an oboe respectively. Three more pieces were played. The untitled L consisted of a fight of sorts between an alto saxophone, a bassoon, and their respective players. Breaking Uneven News was a brief and upbeat piece, similar to what you might hear before a real breaking news call-out. It was composed by Andrew Millies, a senior in FAA. Finally, the show ended with a huge improvisational piece, cramming the stage with over 30 musicians. Also yesterday, Illinois men's basketball won its first game of the LA trip against USC. The Illini dominated the game from the start, running away to a 54-32 lead after the first half. Seven Illinois players scored double-digit figures, led by Andrei Stoyakovich with 22 points. This marks Stoyakovich's first game back since missing the last two with a high ankle sprain. The Illini scored 100 points for the first time in conference play this year, the third time this season. Illinois fans made themselves heard at the game too, with Illini chants breaking out in the second half. The Illini remain in Southern California through the end of the week, facing off against UCLA Saturday at 7 p.m. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Thomas Bergeson and Adam Edwards. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.